Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into it on a Thursday here on Fesco and Dusty with the Mac of Money as well. Get your gassed up segment next show on Friday when Mitch Holtis will join the show.
Ah, that's right. We're 25 and a half hours away from Mitch telling Mac how awesome he is.
Heck yes. Yeah. Let's go.
I saw you wore your sweatpants today. You should have saved those for
You're
tomorrow.
Right. My favorite part of the week, Mitch. It really is.
It really is. Like, I grew up listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, now he says I'm awesome. How cool is that?
Pretty cool. Not going to lie.
No, it should be. It absolutely
cool.
Should
pretty
be.
Pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Definitely still get geeked out about that.
Yeah.
That's Steve Ballmer, otherwise known as Rob Maloney. It's pretty cool, man. We got all these urinals. All right, let's go, man. Let's go. We got urinals and ice. All right, yeah.
beer on tap. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, that Ballmer stuff is the best, man. Great. Even though he's like, you know, paying people behind the scenes now or whatever they were doing at the tree planting thing with Draymond.
You can't beat him. Join him.
That's exactly right. And the Clippers still don't win, right?
Man, they're terrible.
Are they bad this year?
They're really bad.
I've not checked in on the Los Angeles Clippers.
It's really bad.
Okay.
But they're still doing.
I have these notes, but I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Woo! Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, if that's not Rob Malone.
So what is the $64,000 question? Holy cow, I'm going to have to tough it up now. Here we go. What is the most asked question that I've received this week? It's a very good question. And it's got a very, very clear answer. Developer. The key to success is developers, 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 developers. Yes.
I'll tell you what.
Big deck.
That dude, I'll tell you what, man.
Oh, my God.
If Ballmer didn't own an NBA team, that man could be on a stage on a Sunday church getting every. I mean, he got developers into a chant.
I mean, I'm ready to go right now. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm fired up with that guy. Imagine going into a meeting the first time he owned the team, and that was what you got.
I mean, I didn't know that we were going to get into the archives of the After Hours Likens folder, but here we are. Because if I was asking a question to the Chiefs, and I'd say, Andy, what does this offense need?
So what is the $64,000 question? Holy cow, I'm going to have to tough it up now. Here we go. What is the most asked question that I've received this week? It's a very good question.
Thank you.
And it's got a very, very clear answer. Developer.
Run the ball. Run the ball. Run the ball.
Developers, 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 developers. Developers, 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 developers.
Run the ball, 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 run the ball.
Somebody says it sounds like Chris Farley, the motivational speaker sketch.
He kind of looks like Farley a little bit, too. Yeah. Except he's not living in a van down by the river. He's living in an arena out by a stadium that has a urinal for everybody, man. I love it.
He's got a tree down by the river.
Yeah, he does.
A few of them.
One of the great laughs ever. I mean, it's so good.
I wonder if that's in the Likens folder.
And they're not even winning. That's the other thing. If you're going to cheat, you got to win, right? And if you're going to win, you're going to cheat, you better have the results. You can't cheat and stink. It's like all these NIL schools now. We're giving you checks, man. Yeah. Like, you better win. There's no more excuse. We gave you $21 million to go get that quarterback. Ugh. Yeah, but we need more. Okay.
That's fair.
Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. I love it. He's just energetic, he's man. Whew, I'm exhausted already. We've only been through 4 minutes of the show.
And he can do that for 14 hours.
I know. Yeah, that's like me on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I just want to win, Jim.
Apparently. Golly, man, Ballmer. Who thought that was going to lead the show?
I mean, what we talked about leading the show with today was not Steve Ballmer, but by God, I'm glad we did lead it with Steve Ballmer because we started talking about the text that Logan was talking about last night. We may drive ourselves insane.
Oh, yeah. That was the Cody Bellinger text?
Yeah. That's what it was, the Cody Bellinger text.
Yeah, it looks like Logan on After Hours went in on like the Royals and their trade market.
Good.
And obviously, I've been team Cody Bellinger to get to Kansas City. I think that's your right fielder fixed problems.
I love it.
From the 913. Somebody might be Cody Bellinger's agent. Mm-hmm. Cody Bellinger's wife is not going to let him play in a small market. She's a model and has a career as well. They have been in L.A., Chicago, and New York City. Uh-huh. That's not a fluke.
Okay, Taylor Swift lives here, and so does Rihanna. Hmm. Cody Bellinger's wife, sorry, don't really know who she is.
Miss Bellinger.
But I do know the hottest star in the world lives here. One of the hottest stars in the world, Rihanna, lives here. Another hot star lives here, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes. That was a good argument in 2001 when we were talking about Tony Gonzalez having to potentially leave to expand his off-the-field brand, to be in TV, to be in the movies. We had those conversations. Oh, it's tough to play in Kansas City and get the media exposure and all that. And that was the case in the 90s, in the early 2000s. That's no longer the case anymore. That is not even close to being the case anymore. And as Dusty said during the, what would we call it, the pre-show kind of conversation, he had like Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stonestreet, Rob Riggle, like all those guys live here. And you can be a star anywhere in the world. And so if you're coming into the kitchen with a take like that, you're completely wrong, and we're going to have to kick you out on that one, because when you tell me that Cody Bellinger's wife would never allow it because she's a model, I will say Taylor Swift. And that's all you need to know. This is no longer a place where you can't live and make ends meet, so to speak, and become a national star. For the last decade, we've seen Kansas City on the national stage in literally everything because of this football team and how they put us as a city on the map. We've got the World Cup coming here. We had the NFL draft. We have more big events coming than we'll ever be able to deal with. And we got somebody out here saying that Cody Bellinger's wife would never let him go to Kansas City because it's too small a market. Come on now. That's just not the case.
Yeah, because she was totally fine with him going to New York and playing for the same team that her ex played on.
That's right. That's
but, you know,
right.
God forbid she go to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can go play for the New York Yankees. I used to date Giancarlo Stanton.
That's right.
That's the guy you used to date? Oh, crap.
Wait, hang on a second. Not used to play on. Still there! Oh, I used to date both of these people. Yeah,
it's like the scene from Shane Gillis' stand-up where he's like, you know, it's really messed up if like your girlfriend now and her ex was like a Marine. Can't make fun of that guy.
No.
What'd your ex-boyfriend do? Oh, he's just like a salesman. Sweet. Yeah. What'd your ex-boyfriend do? Oh, he's just an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
Crap.
Navy SEAL. What was your ex-boyfriend? He was a Navy SEAL. Son of a bleep, man. I got nothing. I got nothing. I really don't. Nothing.
Shoot.
Yeah. All right. You were probably better off with him than you are with me at
Chase
this point.
Chase Carter Bellinger has been a Victoria's Secret model and on the cover of Maximum. Maxim.
Okay.
Not Maxim. Maximum is one you don't want to get with your parents.
Yeah. Maxim doesn't even exist anymore. I mean, that was a must read back in the 90s and 2000s and all that kind of stuff.
It's kind of weird. It said on her Wikipedia page, she was spotted at an airport in Sydney at the age of 13 and then was on the, at like 18, was a rookie in the swimsuit model competition. So like some guy was like, potential.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's creepy. Like,
that's
yeah.
A little odd.
I mean, that is creepy.
What do you mean,
man?
Potential? Well, yeah. You'll see. But no, we'll see what happens with the Royals in the offseason. Obviously, we'll talk about that a little bit later today. But It is Thursday. We'll have Ben Maller, Nate Taylor on the show today, as well as Golden Locks around the 9 o'clock hour. But gear up, boys. This is the biggest game of the Mahomes and Andy Reid era.
Yeah, last week was, and now this week is too. And you know, you for the rest of the season, for the rest of the regular season, every game is a playoff game, and that's the way you have to approach all of these games. Because I do believe one loss, especially if it's the Indianapolis Colts, pretty much ends your season, and then that's what a playoff game is all about. And so we have seen this team in the biggest of moments step up and play their best football, right? We've seen it in Super Bowls. We've seen it in playoff games. We've seen it on the road in the postseason. We've seen it with 13 seconds left. We've seen them down 24. I know it's not the same team. A couple of the same players are on that team. But this is it, man. This is the moment that we're going to find out what these guys are truly made of, because they're coming off a very devastating loss. For the first time in the Mahomes-Reed era, this town has kind of turned and is pissed off at the quarterback and the head coach, right? And people were saying the head coach is throwing the quarterback under the bus with his comments on Monday. I don't agree with that at all. But this is the most criticism for a week that the head coach and quarterback have received in this town since they became together. Obviously, when, you know, Andy had Alex, people complained about that as well and whatnot. And that's what we do in sports, right? We complain about stuff. It's just the human nature to, you know, do that kind of stuff. But anyway, this is the first time that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, Dusty, have kind of had people saying, you guys need to be better. It's not the line. It's not the receivers. It's not this. It's not that. It's not the other thing. At the end of the day, it's the head coach and it's the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And those two guys have to be at their best the rest of the way.
No doubt. It's put up or shut up time, I guess, is what you could use the cliche for with this game against the Colts, because 5-5 versus 8-2, they come to your house. They have lost two games of their season. They're both on the road. Mahomes has never lost, what, three straight games in a row in the regular season. Kansas City plays better at home. You got to like some of the stats that don't go on paper. The feel of the crowd, the, you know, all this sort of thing, because I will say, I mean, like, we haven't seen this sort of, I guess, demeanor from this team in quite some time. In 2015, Mahomes was not here. After that, it's kind of been easy road. It's kind of been, hey, like, are we playing for the one seed? We're already in the playoffs. Let's just try to be the one or the two seed. Now it's like, can we just get our foot in the door and be invited to the party? And I think if they're invited to the party, they would leave the party that night as the most popular person there, which, again, I've said this before. We'll talk to Ben Maurer a little bit later about it as well. If you can just get in, everybody goes, oh, shoot, they're in. Okay, well, that's when the Chiefs really play well, is in the playoffs. We've seen it before after the Christmas Day game against the Raiders when everybody thought the season was bleak. 11-6 record. That's probably the worst this team has looked in the Mahomes-Andy Reid era. And they got to the playoffs, and it was like everything became normal. So, again, that's why this game is big, because you got to keep trying to get your foot in the door to the playoffs. Again, we talked about it yesterday, 57% chance to make that playoff, or whatever percentage chance you want to look at anywhere. It's like basically right now a coin flip, take care of Indianapolis, and then you can kind of take care of everything else once you get into familiar territory, which is playoffs in the Chiefs. So.
And that's the good thing, because they are good in the playoffs. And so if you approach every game as a postseason game from here on out, we should see the best that they have to offer.
No doubt about it. Coming up next, we'll talk about what Mahomes had to say yesterday in his press conference. And also, there was a tweet from Mitchell Schwartz I want to get to as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Back at it on a Thursday. Really damn glad to be here. In the words of Steve Ballmer Maloney. Yesterday, obviously, the Chiefs spoke to the media. You heard that on Cody and Gold as they played that in its entirety. And Mahomes obviously spoke and talked to the media. This was obviously the question that went into Andy Reid's press conference on Monday when he does his Zoom to the media and talked about how they're calling run plays, but not all those run plays get called. They're running RPOs, yada, yada, yada. This was Mahomes' response to all of that.
Yeah, I feel like I've done a good job of it. I think there's times where I should hand it, and there's times where I should throw the ball more. And I think you just have to continue to read and get better and better with it. I think more than anything, it's just giving guys chances, either catching the ball or running the ball, even if the perfect look is not there. And so there's times where I might have thrown it. We got 5 or 6 yards, and that's a positive play. But you can hand the ball off and kind of keep defenses honest as well. And so that's stuff that I've worked with throughout my entire career, and it's something that's been huge in our offense for a long time. So I think for us, it's just continue to get better and better each and every game.
So that was Mahomes' reasoning there, as he kind of shifts the conversation back to it's on me, not Andy. We're in this together. I'm not going to point fingers, which you love to hear that from your quarterback, obviously. But it's more so in the audio there that it's like we talked about yesterday, the Costa Vita order, less is more. By the way, guess what I had for dinner last night?
Costa Vita?
Taco salad. Yeah. Fantastic. Very good. But Mitchell Schwartz, who obviously is very well engaged in the game and everything like this, and this is kind of like his territory, right? Like a center field at Kauffman is Lorenzo Cain's territory.
Right.
This sort of nerd stuff, and that's not a shot.
No, Mitchell's very smart. I mean, the man went to Cal, right?
And RPOs are very, and running the ball is very offensive line oriented. So, you are more advanced. So I think Mitchell Schwartz is a very reliable source here. And he quote tweeted that exact audio and said, Pat's decision on RPOs are not the issue at all. He's great at running them. The issue is that even with RPOs that are thrown, there aren't enough runs called and enough under center runs. This team is great at those this year. It's a volume of run call issue, not on Patrick Mahomes. So, Mac, 100%. This is almost identical to your take earlier this week. What say you to that audio?
No, that's it, 100%. I mean, we talked about that first play. Mahomes gets 11 yards with Rashee Rice. It's not about the yards necessarily. It's about making the defense really gravitate towards a fake,
towards the
run fake, because they don't care about that. And that's on Andy Reid to establish the run. And I love that Mitchell Schwartz agrees with that take as far as like, hey, these RPOs are working. You can't blame Patrick Mahomes for reading a pass and gaining 11 yards. It's on the defense, it's on Andy Reid to dictate what the defense is seeing.
Yeah, but also, too, while some of it is not on Patrick Mahomes and some of it is on Andy Reid, it is a collective failure at this point in time. And so when you're the head football coach and you're seeing, and I will say these RPOs now have become a collective failure. They're fooling nobody, guys, right? I mean, like, nobody's fooled by it. Nobody thinks you're ever going to do the R part. It's always going to be the P. That is kind of on the quarterback, because he never does the R part of the RPOs for the most part, because he wants to throw the football. football. Who wouldn't want to throw the football?
Yeah, like, they're JPOs.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Just past options.
Just past options. Exactly. No, that's true. And I always go back to my kids because I was dealing with this yesterday with my daughter, right? And
you offered chocolate cake or the trash again?
No, it was like one of these things where, like, you know, she's been struggling with math, which I do.
And my buddy's daughter's doing the same thing.
Right. And I
tutoring
said,
her.
Right.
And because he can't do it.
No, we can't do it. We have a tutor.
Yeah.
And the whole nine perfect. Yards. And you know, her teacher's like, I'd really like you to come in and get the help from me. And fine. But you can only lead somebody so far. And eventually you just have to say, all right, you've tried it your way. Now we're doing it my way. And as a parent, I find that all the time. You let your kids fail, fall down, figure things out, do that. That's where Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are. We've done it your way for now, the first 11 weeks of this season. And now we've got to do it my way. And that's where the leader of Andy Reid has to take over and say, the RPOs right now aren't what we're doing, and they're not working because nobody respects the R part of these things. Everybody knows we're passing, so we have to force the run. I mean, you have to go over and above and force the run to get those people, the other team, to absolutely 100% respect the run. Because if they don't respect the run, they're never going to be able to throw the football. I don't care if you have Patrick Mahomes or AI Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and all these players out there, the greatest of all time. You're not going to be able to throw the ball when you're a one-dimensional offense. And they're a one-dimensional offense right now, and that's on Andy Reid. And that's why, as Andy said on Monday, I need to call those hard runs. The video that Mitchell Schwartz posted, I'll keep going back to it, was the most indicting thing that I've seen of this Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes offense. Zero respect. Zero respect for the run game. And you're never going to have success on offense if you have the defense basically telling you, up yours, we know you're not running the football, and then you just don't run the football. If the defense is telling you that, run the football. It's not that hard.
Chiefs Colts on Sunday, they will run the football. That is for sure. Yesterday we asked the question on our poll question, are the Chiefs making the playoffs? Yes or no? The final result after 338 people voted, 56.2% of you said yes. Okay. So basically the same percentage that they have to make the playoffs.
Yeah, literally.
The same
depending on who you look at.
Yeah. 75% exactly.
Because I saw another one yesterday, like 67% for this team to make the playoffs. That's almost a lock.
Seriously.
Really? I mean, like, okay, I don't know that they're necessarily a lock to make the postseason, but the indictment of this offense continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And somebody put this tweet out. I don't know who JP Acosta is, but he works for CBS
Shane's
Sports.
Shane's dad.
Oh, is it Shane Acosta? I remember. Yeah. Such a random great pull. Mac is like, who?
I've heard of him.
Dude, I had so much hope for Shane Acosta.
Of course you did, because he was a random minor leaguer that we all had.
Shane Acosta was my first Jack Caglione. I told you when you asked me if I want to do this job, how much of a nerd for Royals
no,
I was.
No, I love it. Because there's not many people, Dusty, in this city where you could say Shane Costa and they would have an idea who you're talking about.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
There's maybe one other person, two other people.
Like Shane Costa, Shane. Mike Avilas. Those guys I thought were going to carry the load.
Oh, of course.
103 losses.
You thought they were going to carry the load because you just wanted to win so bad you didn't care who it was. It was the next, and they hadn't failed yet. So we were like,
Shane Costa was him. I still believe it to this day.
Shane Costa. I mean, God, this is such a bizarre. But anyway.
Well, have you met
me? Yeah, I know. But so this JP Acosta from CBS Sports, the Kansas City Chiefs went under center running the ball. Third in success rate, second in average yards per play, or expected yards per play, 10th in yards a carry, 28th in attempts. Mm. The numbers are right there. You are ineffective to more effective team, over effective, if you will, at running the football. Yet you're 28th in attempts. That's on Andy Reid. That's on head coaching. That's on play calling. That's not on the players. That's on the head coach. And the head coach needs to change what he's doing from a play calling standpoint. Because what you're having success in, you're not doing. What you're doing, you're really not having success in. And everybody knows it's happening.
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, is because I always like reference Strat-O-Matic baseball. Well, they have Strat-O-Matic football, Strat-O-Matic baseball. And the way football is different than the Strat-O-Matic baseball, you just have a pitcher's card and a hitter's card. You roll the dice if you're on offense, and then you play off the card that the number shows. In the football Strat-O-Matic world, before the play starts, right, the offense picks run or pass, and the defense has two stacks, right, of cards. They're going to stop. It's run defense, pass defense. And then before the offense rolls the dice, he says, did you pick run or pass? And you had to say, I picked pass. He goes, well, I'm running. And then you roll, and your odds are better if they get the opposite one,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, if the Chiefs are playing Strat-O-Matic football on the field, It doesn't matter what they do. That defense is always guessing pass, which means you look at percentages. Mm-hmm. If they go, okay, if we 100% say they're going to throw the ball every play, we're going to be wrong 13 times out of 60 offensive
plays.
That's right. What percentage do you think you're going to go with?
Yeah, you're going to do it every
and
day of
the
week.
And if they're going to run the ball, you're going to look at their running back and say, well, Kareem Hunt, he might get five here, but that's his ceiling. You don't expect Kareem Hunt when he's on the field to be like, oh, if he gets the ball, okay, he's not going to go take off for like a 30-yard gain.
No.
He's not going to take off for a 20-yard gain. He might score just for 10, but that's what the Chiefs have to do. Even though they might only get five or six, they've got to not worry about how much yards they're getting on the ground.
Yes.
They've got to worry about how much their respect they're getting from
that's
the defense.
Right.
Because it is. It goes back to the Stratomatic thing, right? Like, hey, what are you doing? Running. Nope. Okay, I'm not going to guess run anymore. What are you doing? Pass. Yep, pass. Yep, pass. And you're going to be more successful just going with the lead, right? Like you're just 9 out of 10 times if you put, not 9 out of 10 times, 10 out of 10 times when you start a poker game off and you have pocket aces or pocket rockets, your percentage to win that hand is extremely high. But you have to see the results of the play. You have to get the feel of the players to see how you want to stab at the pot to make sure that other players are going to believe in their hand, but knowing that your hand is the one. You are holding pocket rockets every time you step on the field with Andy and Patrick Mahomes. You have that advantage. Now, use that advantage to the defense's disadvantage. Mahomes and Andy, they throw the ball. The first eight plays of the game, they ran it. I honestly, guys, I don't give a rip if they go six and out and they ran the ball six times. Because you know what they'll do? They'll establish belief in it. They'll also run some clock, and they'll take some time away from the Colts trying to do what they want to do. So,
I mean, it's elementary football, and the conversation that we're having right now, I feel like it's stuff that you are right over there. What did you do? Hit your funny bone on? Oh, that's painful.
Right on the wood, dude.
That is painful. Oh my God, I can only feel like I can feel it in my balls.
Is that,
to be honest
is
with
that
you,
what a heart attack like, feels like? Is it just was a tingle all the way down my left arm?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Ah, my arm, it's broken.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I've never had a heart attack.
Did you hear that through the microphone?
No, I didn't. I just looked at your face, and all of a sudden, you're like down on the floor. I'm like, oh, yeah, he hit his funny bone on that. But I totally forget. Oh, this is high school football conversations that we're having here, guys. This is really high school. This is high school level stuff. It's not that hard. And the refusal to run the football is really what bothers me, because there's so much overmounting evidence of why they should be running the football, yet the refusal to run the football is the part that I have the problem with. And again, that's on the head coach. That's on him. Nobody else but Andy Reid. He has to be able to be willing to run the football. I don't care about your deep passes anymore. They're not fun. They're boring. They don't work. Run the football, and that will open up the deep ball. And like I said, high school football all over again. I don't want to be, you know, Jay Binkley, and I played high school football guy. But in the 90s, in the early 90s, I played 4 years of high school football. It was terrible. But every week started with the same thing. We have to stop the run, and we have to establish the run. And for 4 years, that's all I heard. And that is so true. You've got to make those defenders respect the other half of the game. And right now, not one defense respects a damn thing that this Chiefs offense is doing.
The other thing that we saw yesterday, or heard, I guess, yesterday, was Mahomes on what you had just kind of referenced, which was throwing the deep ball.
Yeah, I'm just not making the throws is pretty much the biggest thing. Guys are getting open and giving me chances to make the plays down the field. I give them chances to make plays. And, I mean, if you look at the one to Tyquan later in the game, it wasn't necessarily the best thrown ball, but it gave him a chance. And I think that's something that I can learn from with guys like Xavier's early, is that it might not be the perfect pass that's going to be a touchdown and catch like that, but if I can throw the ball and just give him a chance to make a play, he'll make the play on it, and then he can make the play and score a touchdown from there. So being better there and giving guys chances usually works out.
I got to be honest, man. This is not a conversation we need to be having in year eight. This is a year one conversation.
I think the conversation here is that the league does not believe in Mahomes and Andy Reid and the deep ball execution.
No, not at all.
And I know I was talking to Mac about this yesterday. I was like, is that what that means? Is that they don't trust Patrick Mahomes? And Mac kind of, you know, yielded off to the other side. He goes, I think this goes to play calling with Andy Reid. And that's what you stand on.
Yeah, stale, stagnant, and not afraid of his play design. It's not innovative. It's not creative. They know where these receivers are going. And frankly, it's on the receivers a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not showing their talent, their skills to be able to beat a guy one-on-one. Xavier Worthy down the sideline against that rookie corner, Hairston.
Yeah.
Like, you're not beating him. You're supposed to be faster. You're not. Rashee Rice on these drag routes. Like, you're not gaining that separation to get that dump off. But it is also Andy Reid. Yeah, it's both those guys to me.
But Andy's not giving those guys a fair opportunity either.
100%.
Because, I mean, let's talk about that from a, as you continue to peel the onion back and this begats that and this begats that. Maybe Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice aren't creating separation because the defense is taking two or three steps back further because they know they're going to throw the football.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're mad at Xavier Worthy for not creating separation, but I'm saying, wait a second here. Maybe Xavier Worthy's not creating separation because his head coach isn't putting him in 100%. The position to be successful.
Oh, it's
and
both.
That's where it all, like, it, exactly. It's both.
It's both.
It's both. But let's say, just for argument's sake, you're Xavier Worthy. You got your gloves on in the parking lot, and I'm the defensive back.
Okay. More separation.
I know how fast you are. So instead of being at a 5-yard drop as a defensive back, I'm going 7 because you know what? Mm-hmm. If they run the football, so what? I'm going to take my chances. But I'm giving myself an extra 2 yards of depth because I know how fast Xavier Worthy is, and you don't do anything by running the football. So up yours, I'm just going to go back here an extra 2 yards, and I'm going to be in position. He's faster than me, but now I've got to jump on him, and a normal 5-yard type of deal is now 7, and so the defensive back already has a 2-yard advantage on you because your head coach is not putting you in a position to be successful. If you run the football, that son of a gun is up at the line of scrimmage. He's trying to bump you at the line of scrimmage. Worthy's right by him, and then boom, you hit him over the top. It's not hard!
Which, if that's the case, I think that's why you've seen a lot of Travis Kelce action.
Yeah, I put him back on the big board today.
Yeah. Because if they
run it back.
I mean, you're in the running for the trade. So, like, I mean, the thing is that, like, if that's what they're doing, and Mahomes is just being like, okay, well, if we can just use these guys as, you know, escape routes, which it seems like that's what's being developed. And that's why Travis Kelce had 13 targets, 9 for what, 91 or something like that Sunday afternoon against Denver. That's what they're going to take. Okay, Andy, if they're going to give that to Travis, then have that be available to Rashee Rice as well. Put Juju Smith-Schuster out there. Let him go out there and make those routes a capability. And then, like Bob had said, once you start to notice they're cheating, that's when you burn them. Like, slow the game down. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are playing at a speed that they shouldn't be playing at. Like we said yesterday, less is more. Go back to what made you great. Go back to the dink and dunks if you have to until they actually believe it. Because like we have said all morning, run the ball until they actually believe it. And I get it. Yeah, 4 yards, 5 yards a pop. That's not going to really move the needle because you don't have that running back. You don't have that Gibbs Robinson type of guy that can, you know, stretch a play. And all of a sudden it's like, that's the back of his jersey. That's not the side of the jersey you want to see because he's gone. But again, if you can run those underneath routes and start to creep those safeties up, then I think you have the advantage of doing that, but you have to establish what you want to do. Then you can get creative instead of coming out here and trying to do all these things. And again, it also goes back to the discipline. This team is very, very poorly disciplined.
Yep.
We've seen so many penalties this year on the special teams, on the defense, on the offensive line. And when that happens, you can't let those things debunk your attitude or debunk your demeanor, because we've seen that as well. The illegal procedure on Juwan Taylor on that play.
Mm-hmm.
The very next play, interception. Why? To me, pressing. Trying to get it all back on one play. Guess what? If Michael Garcia strikes out in the top of the first inning, Bobby Witt Jr., I'm sorry, you're not going to hit a 2-run homer, but you can get on base and keep the line moving and kind of create what you want to do and get back into the rhythm.
Yep.
One out is not going to ruin your inning. Three does, one doesn't, two doesn't. One bad run play doesn't ruin your drive, but it can affect the defense.
But they let themselves have that happen,
Dusty. Of course
they
do, and that's the issue. And I go back to what we've been talking about all morning. Like, is this where we're at? Like, we're nitpicking and bitching about RPOs.
Yeah.
This is it. Like, it's so fine tuned, right?
I'm just laughing because we're bitching about RPOs.
Bitching about RPOs.
Here
right?
we sit complaining, like, things I didn't have on my life bingo card.
Yeah, like edible underwear yesterday.
Yeah.
RPOs today.
I'd rather talk edible underwear.
Sure you would. Wait till we get to the crotchless version.
Yeah.
And the thing about this is the fact that, like, here we are. It's minute things. You're 5-5. Could be a playoff team. It's fixing these little things, like getting defenses to trust what you're going to do instead of knowing what you're going to do. Stop running the ball in RPO fashion. Get under. We're literally arguing about under center RPOs and getting the defense to trust you. And that's it. It's not like, well, Pat needs to stop turning the ball over. He's got 15 interceptions. Well, they got to stop fumbling the football because they're turning the ball over. It's literally not understanding how to kick the ball in the landing zone, not establishing the run game and running too many pass options in a run pass option. That's what we're at.
Yeah.
And you're 5-5. Fix that. get your mojo back, and you're looking at a team that could go on a run and go 6-1 and leap into the playoffs at 11-6.
And now you've got Isaiah Pacheco practicing again. So now there's no more excuse not to utilize the run under center. I mean, the evidence is there. We've presented the evidence. They're listening. I know they are. I mean, I'm sure they found this evidence as well. But you can only lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink. And I don't know who that person is that's going to be able to make Andy Reid officially run the football to establish that run. I don't know if that person is Patrick Mahomes. I don't know who that person is. I don't know if it's Mahomes when Andy sends in the play, goes, all right, we're just running the football here. We're changing the play. And then, you know, Matt Castle gets pulled out of the game by Todd Haley for changing the play. And we have that type of situation. But I think we are at that kind of level right now. This team cannot come out and throw the football on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts like they did in Denver and expect to win. If they have 13 carries in this football game, we're making plans in January to not be following this team in the playoffs. I promise you that now.
And as we've laid out, it's all connected. The RPOs, you're saying they're not biting on the run. It's the same thing when you go under center and you go under center play action. No one gives a rip,
no
dude.
One
you're
cares.
Not running that ball.
You're not running
but
it.
If you actually did, you pointed out the numbers. They could have success, and then all of a sudden you run it a couple times under sitting, then boom, play action.
What was the last time we saw a draw play
or a nice screen, Andy Reid screen pass that's wide open?
I'm not even into the screen. I mean, like a real draw play, because that's really when you can fool the defense. You know, you drop back and that defense, all right, pass, and then boom, draw play right up the middle. And those linebackers, as we've seen in these videos, are already sprinting back. Look at all that underneath area now that you have.
And Pacheco's good at that. That's a run that he actually can execute pretty well. I think the Chiefs, this is like they're playing a video game, a story game, and they're trying to fight the boss, and they just started. Like, you haven't done the basics yet. You're forgetting all the basics. Like, I know you want to get that big fight. I know you want to give that big deep ball and score 35 points. You can do that. We've seen you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to get your sword upgraded. You've got to talk to people around the town. You've got to learn how to do math. Like, you've got to do the basics of the game, and you're forgetting everything.
You got to beat Glass Joe before you can beat Mike Tyson, for those that are old like me.
It also goes back to the Chiefs running game. It's like seeing Mike Moustakas be up when they used to do the shifts however you wanted to.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
They're like, we know you're not bunting. Third base and left field is right here, and you could probably get a double. Guess what Mike Moustakas was doing? Trying to hit a home run.
That's right.
He was never going to bunt down the third baseline, and it was there. The third baseman was playing behind second base. The left fielder was playing in center field. There was enough grass and infield. You could just literally tap it, and guess what Mike Moustakas would do? Swing away.
And then
they knew he wasn't going to bunt, just like when the Chiefs get played against defense. Guess what that defense is doing? The run game is right there. There is a 7-yard hole right there. You can have it. They know you're not going to take it.
And the Moustakas analogy goes one step further, because I remember when he finally bunted and somebody somebody in the organization called me. They go, Moose bunted. And I don't remember who it was or who I had the conversation with, but like, Moose bunted. That opened the door for everything. And I went, really? The bunt? They go, yeah, because it finally showed that he wasn't about himself and he was about the team, and what was doing best for the individual was not working. He needed to do what was best for the team. And they said once Moose laid down that bunt, and everybody knows Moose laid down that bunt, and he walked the first. Once he laid down that bunt, it changed everything. And I think that was in the middle of 14. And what did the Royals do? They went on to the World Series. They went on to win the World Series. And it was, and people will tell you in the organization at that time, when Moose bunted, that unlocked everything for this team. So make the run game your Mike Moustakas bunt.
The text line asked, when's the last time a Chiefs running back really broke one open? So I did. I Google searched. I don't know if AI is honest here. I just said longest run plays for the Chiefs history. Kareem Hunt, 33-yard run in 2025 was the longest.
That's the longest run in team history?
No, that's just one of them. Patrick Mahomes, 34 yards in 2022. 48-yard run for Isaiah Pacheco in 2023. 52-yard run for Clyde Edwards-Helaire in 2022. The longest run in Chiefs franchise history, 91-yard run by Damian Williams in 2019.
Oh.
And then a 76-yard run by Steve Bono in 95.
That was a good one. The great runs of all time.
It's like Dave Zott running downfield with him, just clearing the way, and Bono doesn't even need a block. Fourth and one, fake to Marcus, and then gone. Bono goes to the house. But yeah, the longest run this team has had in quite some time is a 52-yard run in 2022 by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. After that, it was a 48-yard run by Pacheco in 03, and a 33-yard run was the longest run of the year last year for Kareem Hunt. They haven't even probably sniffed that.
No, not even. I mean, they even tried.
So there you go. Somebody says, well, at least Moose started doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Start running the damn ball. At least get the belief that you're going to. Speaking of those Royals, the offseason trade market will heat up because winter meetings are coming up faster than you think. We'll give you some insight on that as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well,
moving along here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll get into some more Chiefs stuff too as well. Somebody says, I thought Jamal Charles had a 99-yard run against the Saints. Not according to AI, but we know AI. I think it might have been a screen pass.
I don't remember a 99-yard. I remember a 99-yard touchdown pass to Mark Boerichter as the longest reception in Chiefs history. But I don't remember necessarily a 99-yard run by Jamal Charles.
Yeah, it says Jamal Charles had a dominant performance rushing for 233 yards and a 91-yard touchdown.
91, okay.
Yeah, 91 to lead the Kansas City Chiefs to a 27-24 overtime victory. He also had a 55 yards receiving, giving him 288 total yards from scrimmage, a career high for him. His performance included a 91-yard touchdown run that helped spark a comeback for the Chiefs.
Was that the 2012 season?
Says, yeah, 2012.
Yeah. That was the only game they won that year next to that game after the Javon Belcher situation.
Yeah, September 23rd, 2012.
Yep.
288 total yards from scrimmage. Holy fantasy.
Yeah, that was a great day for
him. By the way, there's no fantasy football show this Sunday because the Chiefs play at noon, so Chiefs pregame show starts at 9. Mac, you did have a question on the text line regarding a running back. I want to let you get to that because it's important for people's fantasy teams to be successful, and you have all the pressure in the world now with having that show. Normally on Sundays at 9 with Mac Morey. They said, let's see, where is this at? They had a question. It was Chuba Hubbard or somebody else. I can't remember. I got to scroll down. Man, we're getting a lot of texts.
We're getting a lot of texts this morning. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Mac, ETN or Charbonnet.
Ooh,
neither name that you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, Mac.
I like a nice glass of Charbonnet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of that Kim Crawford Charbonnet that Dana drinks, I bet, right?
I think they call it Charbonnet after they've had three Chardonnays.
I take another Kim Crawford Chardonnay in my Stanley. Karen.
So, yeah, Mac, ETN or Sharbs?
I'd have to think about the matchups, but off just those players, I'd go ETN because Charbonnet and Walker, it's just such a coin flip right now. You're banking on touchdowns. You don't know who the bell cow is any given Sunday. It's been one of the most frustrating running back rooms for fantasy.
Is that the most frustrating fantasy thing there is handcuffed running backs?
Yeah, it sucks.
Or like having CeeDee Lamb and knowing that George Pickens all of a sudden is him.
Like or if you're CeeDee Lamb and puking at a casino the morning of the game.
7:30 a.m.
in the morning. Yeah,
wonder why they didn't get to play the first drive.
That was always the big fear about Las Vegas with athletes, right? Everybody's like, oh, we can't move to Las Vegas. The athletes are going to be in the casinos. And then every place in the world has casinos now, but yet there's still CeeDee Lamb at 7:30 in the morning puking, playing roulette or whatever the hell he was doing, blackjack or wherever he was sitting at that table.
I think he was playing blacked out.
I mean, somebody. Yeah. The best was that picture, CeeDee Lamb here at 7:30 in the morning.
Exactly. Dude, I will say that is Vegas. That is Vegas, dude. When I went to Vegas for my 21st, my parents went to bed at 11 p.m.
Oh, my God. Why?
We had been out the night before.
This
was like the full, because I flew in on my 21st, but Vegas, obviously,
so were
2 hours.
You 21 early?
I was 20 because it was 10 o'clock, but it was midnight Kansas City time. Yeah. I flew in.
Okay.
Great story. Limo driver, cool as all can be. He goes, oh, it's your birthday, man. I was like, yeah, in Kansas City. He goes, oh, you're right. You're 2 hours behind. He goes, well, technically, you're 21 there. I'll let your parents go into this liquor store, grab you some booze. I'll drive you around Vegas for free. I won't charge you guys for the trip. So I'll let you see Vegas since it's your birthday and that you're 2 hours behind. So what did I do? I got a bottle of Captain Morgan and a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Dude,
I'm 21.
Is that your first legal liquor store purchase?
I didn't purchase it.
But that was your first legal
yeah.
liquor. Do you remember what your first legal liquor store purchase was?
Probably like Twisted Tea.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Mac is probably like for Nicole. Me, it was probably like Zima. Bud Light, maybe. Red Dog was hot. Yeah. We lived in Red Dog, bro. Like, that was the beer in the mid 90s. I mean, everybody's doing 30 racks of Red Dog.
Admiral
yeah.
Nelson, maybe that was it.
Admiral Nelson.
That was big. That was it, yeah.
I that who led the charge at Gettysburg?
It was, yeah. Admiral Nelson. But no, that was the guy who ran for president with Ross Perot, wasn't it? Admiral Nelson? Or no, that was Admiral Stockdale back in the day. The other one that I think, you know, I think most of us probably had as our first legal purchase at the liquor store had to be something McCormick's related, right? The bottom shelf plastic bottle. Yeah. The cheap bottle of vodka or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or
we drank McCormick's whiskey a lot in college.
Oh, we drank the vodka. I mean, the whiskey.
Pick your poison. But no, it was cool because he drove us around, and then the next day was like my full 21st, and it was in August, obviously. So like we went to obviously, you guys don't know that. Everybody knows I was born in August, but like it was the middle of summer in Vegas, hotter than Hades.
Oh, it's in August in Vegas, dude.
Heat.
The streets and
that's what I found out. Europeans only wear Speedos, so it's just hogs everywhere in the water laying on mats.
Hey, if you're American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom?
European. But no, and so like that night, I went out, and there used to be, I don't know if it's still there, there's a bar in New York casino. That had, it was called Pour 24. So it was 24 hours open.
What year was this?
2006.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry, 2008. 2008.
Okay.
So
that's a long time.
Yeah. So you never know the turnover in Vegas. And all of a sudden, I go to buy a beer. My parents are like, we're going to bed. We'll see you tomorrow. I was like, all right, talk to you later. I'm going to stay up a little bit later. I buy a beer. Bartender's like, can I see your ID? I was like, yeah. She goes, holy blank. It's your birthday today. You're 21. You're 21 right now. Five dudes in the corner of the bar were all from Liverpool, England. And they were like, it's your birthday. Get over here, man. You can't be by yourself.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine where that night went.
Till 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, you drink with people from, like, the United Kingdom.
Dude, it was awesome.
I mean, there may be nothing better.
And, you know, Liverpool in England is kind of like bottom feeder pay in the Game of Thrones. It's kind of like, that's where the Beatles are from. Yeah. It's kind of a rundown city in England. And they just let me, they paid my tab the entire night. That was at 11. I walked in my hotel room at 7:45 in the morning to my grandfather calling me, who went on the trip and goes, hey, see you in 15 minutes for breakfast. I was like, not going to make it. Hung up the phone.
Yeah.
And went to bed for like 5 hours.
That
was Vegas. I got my, that was my welcome to Vegas moment per se.
Like, have you been back?
When they say, what's your NFL moment? That was like when I was like, that's Vegas.
Yeah.
Hit on by two prostitutes that night. Mm-hmm. Crazy stories, all sorts of stuff.
I wish Vegas was still awesome like that. We were there in March and it's just like, everything's so damn expensive now, and they charge for everything. You can't get a cocktail when you're playing. I used to love going out there, and the best was Casino Royale on the Strip, man. It was a dump casino right in front of the Imperial Palace, another dump casino. I like dumps. Like that's my speed, right? I'm not into the glitz and glam and all this kind of stuff. I can't afford it. So you give me a dump casino with $5 blackjack and a guy dressed as a leprechaun pouring shots in your mouth on top of a bar, I am in.
Smash.
I am in. And then you go to the Imperial Palace and everybody's impersonating all these singers and singing. And it was another great just dump of a casino. Now everything has become so damn corporate out there and it's just not the same. But, you know, we drank with some guys from Wales at one Chiefs game this year or last year, I guess it was. These guys came over mm-hmm. from Wales. Jesus.
Was it Christian Bale? That's where he's from.
I mean, you want to talk about people putting it away. That's what I'm saying. You party with some British dudes on your 21st birthday. Yeah.
Liverpool, England, baby.
Holy crap, man. That's a night right there.
It was awesome. And I'll never forget it because I actually had a Fernando Torres soccer jersey in my bag. And at the time, he played for Liverpool.
Nice.
And that's cool.
And I was like, I have a Fernando Torres jersey in my bag. And they're like, all right. And I don't know why they're Australian now. Yeah. But it was awesome. It was shots and beers and all that sort of stuff. It was a great time. Speaking of a great time, real quickly, Royals offseason moves. Looks like Chris Bubich is being linked to the Cardinals.
Could be, potentially, yeah. But, I mean, the guy that they're looking to get back in return, a second baseman for the Cardinals.
Donovan.
Yeah, Brendan Donovan. And I like him. He's a nice player, but I'm not going Bubich one for one for him. I think that's overpaying. Or not Bubich. Cameron, no, I wouldn't Cameron. Go one for one with him.
No.
Bubich, I would potentially trade for him because he only has 2 years left of control. This guy, Donovan, has 2 years left of control as well. 285 hitting second baseman mm-hmm. with some pop and, you know, kind of somebody that we need here, you know, in Kansas City. I'd be willing to give up Bubich, but not a 4-year control. controllable player like Noah Cameron for a 2-year controllable player in return.
Right.
The cool thing about this is that like the St. Louis Cardinals are the team that's looking to dump salary, and the Royals are looking as the team that's looking to add salary in these type of situations. Like where the tide turned, where in St. Louis they call themselves the best fans in baseball and baseball heaven, and here we have right now the Kansas City Royals potentially going out there and doing the okey-doke and taking the salary dump from the St. Louis Cardinals. Up yours, St. Louis.
Get bent. The article concludes with, meanwhile, the Royals could finally land the bat they are looking for Donovan, could fill the hole at second base and replace Jonathan India, or even play left field thanks to his defensive versatility. The Royals would have to give up some solid young pitching, including Cameron, but the Cardinals likely won't show interest in Chris Bubich, who has just 1 year left on his contract, so Cameron might be the one who becomes expendable. And then it concludes with, even if Cameron is traded, the Royals still have a very solid starting rotation. He filled in nicely when Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo hit the injured list, but their two top starters should be healthy in 2026, and they also have Michael Wacha and Bubich in the mix. Mm-hmm. We'll see the Royals decide to go with their... We'll see what the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Royals decided to do with their pitching staff. So there's basically the narrative all winter meetings, all hot stove season will be which pitcher or pitchers are the Royals willing to deal away with to get something in return? Because, mm-hmm. again, the cliche of trades, you got to find somebody worth trading with, and you got to have two parts that match up. So expect to see one of the starting pitchers of last year's rotation be on the move in this offseason for something that you all want, which is a bat, yep. or somebody to replace Jonathan India. Coming up, it's a new era in Kansas City. I'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.